In December, the Keystone Pipeline erupted in Kansas, its biggest ever spill. This is not the Keystone XL pipeline construction project, which the Biden administration halted in 2021. This is existing Keystone line that carries Canadian tar sands oil from Alberta, Canada, to refineries in Houston. Celia Yopis Jepson of the Kansas News Service takes us to Washington County, where the cleanup continues.
The Keystone Pipeline burst on the night of December 7th. Alarms went off and TC Energy, the Canadian company that operates the pipeline, started shutdown procedures several minutes later. More than 500,000 gallons of crude oil spewed onto several acres of native prairie and cropland. The stream that runs through here was covered in floating oil nearly a foot deep. One family owns much of the affected land, the Panbackers.
So it shot oil, it shot at 80 feet vertically and probably 1,000 yards horizontally. It blew it over the top of this hill.
I'm standing with Bill Panbacker on a ridge on his farm. From up here, you can see the vast cleanup site. Crews have stripped prairie and topsoil off the hillside. He doubts he'll graze cattle here again for 3 years, maybe five. Here's his wife, Chris.
I don't think either of us were prepared for the emotion of this. And, you know, some days we're good and some days we're just kind of mad.
In the valley below us, what once was cropland now looks like huge parking lots for trucks, bulldozers, and backhoes. Bill had mixed feelings about the Keystone from the start.
Well, I wasn't very enthused when Keystone, this was a designated route for their pipeline, tell you the truth, 12 or 15 years ago. I would just assume they'd gone somewhere else.
Reporters aren't allowed to see the spill site up close. But in late January, Jeff Pritchard with the Environmental Protection Agency met me outside a security checkpoint where trucks rumbled in and out.
Currently today, they are starting to haul out some of the oil-impacted soil from the pipeline discharge for disposal.
Crews will be working here for months. They're still pulling oil from Mill Creek.
So if you come at nighttime, you can see it glowing from a ways away. It's because they're running 24 hours a day here, 12-hour shifts.
TC Energy declined to be interviewed for this story, but the company says flawed welding contributed to the Keystone's, quote, instantaneous rupture. And it estimates the cleanup and related work will cost nearly $500 million. Part of that cost? Diverting this stream. Crews use pumps and giant hoses to carry water from upstream of the spill to downstream of the spill. This allowed them to dam off about 4 miles of Mill Creek for cleanup. Retired Michigan State University biology professor Steve Hamilton thinks that was a smart move. He notes that the Keystone doesn't carry normal crude oil. It carries dilbit.
Dilbit is short for diluted bitumen.
Dilbit is a tar sands product that breaks up in water and starts sinking instead of floating, which makes it more difficult to clean up. Hamilton advised the EPA on the country's worst inland dilbit spill when tar sands oil fouled more than 30 miles of the Kalamazoo River in 2010.
It took actually 4 years to recover as much of the submerged oil as could be recovered.
He helped write a 2016 National Academy of Sciences report on dilbit that sounded the alarm on how much harder it is to clean than normal crude oil.
So you need to take every measure possible to stop it from getting in the water in the first place. But pipelines have to cross water courses.
The Kansas Keystone spill is the second biggest inland dilbit spill. It's more contained than the Kalamazoo River spill because Mill Creek is smaller and it's been a dry year. At the Sail Barn Cafe, a few miles from the spill site, Chuck and Teresa Penning serve up breakfast burritos and patty melts with ingredients from their farm, where they take great pains to do things just so.
Yep. We try real hard to not spray chemicals. We don't use artificial fertilizers.
They see the oil spill as unfortunate, but hopefully a one-off event here.
I think probably if we dug into the statistics of all this, the percentage of it happening is low. I got three pipelines running through my properties, but I'm not worried about it.
Lifelong farmer Lewis Carter stopped in for lunch. He says he has faith that the EPA will make TC Energy clean up its mess.
Oh, I do. They're independent. Oh, yeah. And as near as I know, this Canadian company that's doing it, they're doing their job, too. But there's somebody looking over the shoulder at the same time.
TC Energy has stopped giving updates on how many gallons of oil it has recovered. It now gives a ballpark, about 90% of what spilled. Steve Hamilton, the biologist, says with a spill this big, that's still a lot of oil left in the environment. For Here and Now, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.